Fine.
You're so hypnotized.
hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, sunny California. We would like to welcome everybody here today. You can call in anytime, 323-580-5749, and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or our guest host for tonight. We're excited about everything that's going on tonight. If you missed the episodes last night, you can log on to our official website, thenikkirichshow.com. Once again, thenikkirichshow.com. We also want to let you guys know, too, that the Nikki Rich Show will be talking with the one and only Judge Maybelline this Friday at 1 p.m. You can tune in and call in and talk with us. You know, give us your information with Judge Maybelline. Also, I do want to let you guys know, too, that the Nikki Rich Show is a syndicated network where we're being heard on College Underground Radio, iTunes broadcasting, as well as This Is 50. We're also being heard on thenikkirichshow.com. Once again, we're sponsored by Toyota Sensual Elegance Body Waist Trainers. As well, we're some more sponsors we have is Power 104 FM, where I'll be hosting tomorrow, starting tomorrow. I'm excited about that. I'll be the guest host on Power 104 FM. And also, we have Renegade Revolt mobile app. We also have Prodigy Source One and so forth. We're excited about all the sponsors here of the Nikki Rich Show. We got coming up one of our favorite segments, Your Voice Radio with Cervetta. Yes, we're going to be talking with Ms. Cervetta, Seek to Learn 36. So we want everybody to stay tuned and keep it locked in. We're just moments away. And right now, we want to go to some hot new music from Maroon 5. Stay tuned. Next up is Your Voice Radio. And make sure you follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Miss Nikki Rich. And that's, once again, at Miss Nikki Rich and at Nikki Rich Show LA. Keep it rocking. It's Maroon 5, the Nikki Rich Show.
Yeah. everybody. Welcome to Your Voice Radio Show tonight. Thank you for tuning in this Wednesday night with your host, Savannah McDowell, Twitter Seek to Learn 36. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. But first, I want to take a moment to talk to you about Your Voice Radio and the services that we provide. It is a product, a segment provided by DPromo Media. I am the founder of DPromo Media. DPromo Media is a universal marketing, promotions, and networking agency. We developed Your Voice Radio as an additional platform for our clients, which would include indie artists or music artists, authors, motivational speakers, business, and organizations. So you can connect with us at thepromomedia.com, yourvoiceradio.com. On Twitter, you can connect with us, Your Voice Radio S, and also Seek to Learn 36. So we're going to take a moment to bring on a great guest. We're very excited, and also to invite you to just tune in and call your friends and tell them to call in and join us. Call in to 323-580-5749 and press 1 to speak to our guest tonight or myself. Chat with us. We are very open to that. I'm excited for Mr. Gregory McDowell, who is also known on Twitter as Choices Gregory. He will be with us tonight to talk real talk, straight no chaser, about the streets, about his family, faith, and choices. And he is the author of Choices. So we'll take a music break, and then we will speak one-on-one, straight no chaser, with Gregory McDowell.
Between all fucked up and hell.
And that was Arrested Development with Ease My Mind. You have joined in tonight with Your Voice Radio Show. I am your host, Savannah McDowell, also known as Twitter Speak to Learn 36. We have a wonderful guest here tonight, Mr. Gregory McDowell. Mr. Gregory, are you there? Mr. McDowell?
Yes, I'm here. You hear me?
Hi, how are you?
Doing all right.
Thank you for being our guest tonight on Your Voice Radio. Before we begin, I would like to recommend that our callers call their family and friends and have them tune in. They can call us at 323-580-5749 and press 1 to speak to Gregory McDowell or myself. Hi, Mr. McDowell. I'm excited to meet you. Thank you for being our guest tonight. We are very thankful and blessed. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, I can't complain. You know, first of all, I want to thank God for sparing my life. You know, I want to thank you for having me on your show. I want to thank everybody that followed me on Twitter, everyone that subscribed to my YouTube channel, and a special thank to Kelly Bivens and her daughter Lauren for all the help that they have given me.
Awesome. That is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for all of them, because everything has a purpose and a moment on our journey, and it's brought us here to this moment. So thank everyone that has contributed and helped you in your life to get to this moment. I want to take the time to start. As I was watching your YouTube videos and learning more about you, I was very inspired about your, at first you talked about street life, hustling street life. So I would like, if you would like to invite us in and talk to us about that, to reach others, to talk to others, inspire others that deal with that type of life, which is not judgment, but this is the opportunity to get inspired with Your Voice Radio.
Okay, well, first thing first, only thing street life is going to get you is a jail cell and a coffin. That's it. You can't get no unemployment. You can't get no 401K, retirement, Social Security. You can't get none of that out of there. All you're going to get is a coffin and plenty of time. You know, I was blinded by the false illusion of all the clothes, the cars, the women, the money, the jewelry, you know. But that was just part of the trap to lure me in. Because once you get lured in, the whole game plan changes. You know, I had this big fantasy that I was going to be this big drug kingpin. And all I turned out to be was a junkie, you know. See, so my plans didn't coincide with the plans that the street had for me. See, when you out in the street, what people don't understand, everybody got a role to play. Now, you may go out wanting to play this role, but that's not the role that the street has for you to play. So you're just wasting your time. What it boils down to, it's not worth it. It's not. You know, I've been shot. I've been stabbed. I've been left for dead. You know, I went through pure hell out there. And I never want to return to that life. And I would advise and suggest anyone, don't go that route. It's not worth it. You know, not only are you wasting your time and your potential, you may not be as blessed and fortunate as I was to come out and share your story, message, and testimony like myself. And that's something that everyone needs to think about, youth, teen, young people, whoever.
Yes. And I know since we're talking real, we're keeping it straight and no chaser, the street life is very appealing. You know what I mean? The money, you're trying to take care of your family. I'm speaking from maybe another perspective and trying to get wisdom and inspiration from that, from someone that may have the perspective of, I'm trying to feed my family, I can't find work, this appeals to me, it puts food on my table.
Get a job. You can get a job. Mm-hmm. You don't have to turn to the streets to feed your family. You can wash cars. You can pick up cans if you have to. You know, you have to really sit down and think about it. You got to duck the police. You got to duck the robbers. You got to duck the swindlers. You got to duck the junkies like I was, that's trying to beat you out of everything that you got, stealing your bomb, telling the police on you, trying to set you up to get robbed. That ain't worth it. It's not. It's not worth it at all. It's so much you have to face out there. Yeah, you see the guys with the pretty cars. You see the guys with this, and you see the guys with that. But you have to ask yourself, what kind of pain did he have to inflict on another individual to get that? See, that's what you have to ask yourself. See, what people don't realize and understand, you don't just have to adapt to the street. You have to become just like the people out in the streets, scheming, conniving, sinister, evil, deceptive. That ain't worth it. See, when I was young, I didn't know that. But now that I'm older, I can see that. And all I went through was not worth it. Yeah, it brought me to this point where I'm at in my life now, but it really wasn't worth it. All I did was wasted a lot of time, and I never accomplished anything. See, that's what you have to keep in mind. What am I going to accomplish besides making a couple of dollars to feed my family, you know, to buy me a car, to put a pair of joints on my feet? What are you going to accomplish besides that? You ain't going to accomplish nothing.
At what point did you realize that after being in that world? At what do you recall the moment where your whole life changed and you talk of spirituality, you talk of faith with God? Is there a moment that sticks out in your mind? And you also talked about how this impacted your family relationship as well, if you would like to share that too, that you made the change.
Okay. What happened was, when I knew I was done, I didn't embrace the streets anymore. See, for 26 years, I welcomed that drama. You know, I welcomed that chaos. I welcomed that suffering, that pain, and that misery. I embraced it. I wanted to be a part of that. You know, not only was I addicted to the drugs, but I was addicted to the lifestyle. And I had finally reached a point in my life where I didn't want to embrace that anymore. And I knew at that moment, if God gave me another chance and put me back on my feet, I would never go back to that. Okay, as far as my family, my choices all through my 26 years didn't just affect me. They affected my family too. See, when I was young, I couldn't understand that. I used to always tell my mom, look, mama, I'm grown. It's my life. I ain't hurt nobody but me. But I was hurting any and everybody that was in my circle, mama, daddy, cousin, brother, sister, uncle, friend. Anybody that was connected to me, I was hurting. So I finally come to the conclusion that what I was doing didn't just affect me, it affected everybody. Okay?
Awesome. And as you built your relationship with God, can you shine light to how God has impacted your life and your relationship with God, if you don't mind?
Okay, well, God was always in my life. Now, I'm not going to say that I had a good relationship with God, but no matter what I was doing in the streets, I acknowledged God. You know, I acknowledged God when I was getting high. I acknowledged God when I was crying, praying to him. I always included God into whatever I was doing. You know, I prayed and asked God, why? Why me? God always reached out to me, but I kept turning my back. Now, through my 26 years, all of them weren't just in the street. God had given me chances. Okay? But see, I didn't realize and understand that when God gave me those chances, he also was giving me the key, okay? And that key is choice. You see, even though God took the monkey off my back, put him in a cage, he left me with the responsibility of keeping him in that cage. And all those times in my past, I choose to free him. Because, see, in my mind, I kept thinking, well, you know what? I can control this sucker. You know, I can tame this sucker. But he's untamable. The only way to control him and keep him untamed is to keep him in that cage.
Wow. Now, on your Twitter page, you've talked about sobriety. How has that been, and how long have you been with sobriety?
I've been clean 5 years. You know, I've been clean 5 years, and you know what? I like to be honest. You know, because honesty is one of the main things in my program. You know, I don't attend meetings. you know, I don't attend functions, you know, every now and then I go out and speak. And the reason why I don't attend meetings is because I understand that it's my choice. See, it's my choice. I can go to 1,000 meetings, but once I walk out that door, I still have to make the choice to keep that monkey in the cage. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't knock meetings. They're good. You know, they provide you with the tools. But me as an individual, I'm the one that has to train myself to stay focused. A meeting can't do that. They can tell me what to do, but what it boils down to, I have to put in the work.
Wow. That is amazing. I commend you and congratulations for your sobriety. Congratulations for opening your heart and expanding your mind and your world to the love of God. I won't be ashamed to say I love the Lord. And this is an amazing testimony, and I thank God for you sharing it with us. And this is deep. This is real. And I also invite, you know, our callers to call in and press that one to talk to Mr. McDowell, to talk to myself, because this is a true, real conversation about life and the choices that we make and situations that we're in, real life situations, and the love of God as well, because God does love us in my mind and in my heart. When we are down, it's not about being perfect, because he can't use us and work with us if we are perfect. We're just human, and we're trying to do the best we can every day, and he loves us, and he's there with us. As Mr. McDowell has said, it's our choice and it's our belief and our way to open our heart and our lives to him, and he can do amazing things. And, you know, God bless you, Mr. McDowell. You have touched my heart with the information that you have shared, and thank you so much. And we're going to go to music break here shortly, and this is a tribute to you, Mr. McDowell. I picked out some music. I hope it inspires you. I hope it inspires our audience. The first selection will be Love on the Radio by The Walls Group, and the next, Agape Love by B. Rutt, and then we will return and talk to Mr. McDowell. Please call in 323-580-5749.
Let's go!
To take our clothes off for that number one spot and lose my spot with you. Yeah, I've been about that life, now I wanna get something new. Tell me what you're drinking, whatever you're drinking, soon you're thirsting again. Let me tell you about my friend, he is patient to the end. If life was a song and you feel out of,
put some walls in. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah
like that agape love, the godly love that he had for his people. Can I tell you about it? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. Look, I done been in love, been in lust, been infatuated, sad to say, played to the left.
Yep.
All the above are easily mixed up because you're operating in flesh. Self really need help from confusion, trying to rekindle what's left for the fleshly desire, your illusion. Following feelings, amusement, relation, you don't want to lose your boo.
Nah.
I gave him a heart on a platter with a fork and watched to drop it.
Bah.
Put my feelings in a glass over the rocks fast, hand it over and I watched it shatter.
Hey.
Only to get much more badder.
Ah.
Treat me like I don't matter.
Hey.
Well, my feelings should have been in God's hands in the first place. That's why I need that agape love.
Love unconditional, even anymore. Gotta say bye to my flesh and I keep on moving forward. People come and they go, but guess what?
What?
You gotta keep moving forward.
Okay.
No more forgetting that God's grace is sufficient. He will love me all the time.
Friends for the benefits, yeah. Faker than plastic, counterfeit like, yo, let me borrow $20 right quick. And I ain't got a problem with it, I'm just saying, consider the fact you only call when you need some, right? Well, imagine how God feel when we only call when we need and we want them all time. And we steady trying to figure them out, the kingdom of God, you really can't figure them out. Why? Cause his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts.
People come and they go, but guess what?
What?
You gotta keep moving forward.
Okay.
No more forgetting that God's grace is sufficient. He will love me all the time.
Satisfaction is guaranteed. Don't even need no cash back, no handouts, no freebies, no please believe. But the one thing I can't live without is the love of God. Yep, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. He can heal your broken heart, but you gotta give him out in pieces. Instead of taking life for granted, take advantage of the seed that was planted on the planet. Cross to the grave to the sky, amazing. Everything happened for a reason because he planned it. Please don't panic, granted, you're never alone, nope, you're not a bandit. Keeping your head above water, trying to make a way wherever you can. Instead of looking for love in all the wrong places, try to make a way wherever you stand. Yeah, agape love, the godly love is unconditional, itself without a grudge. It was demonstrated when he sent the Son to the world to seek and save that which was lost. There are sins on the cross, pay the price, now that's what it costs. Pass the ball like Brett Favre and I receive it all. Randy Moss, now that's love.
Love unconditional,
yeah.
Even when I'm wrong,
even when I'm wrong.
Gotta say God to my flesh and my keep on moving forward. People come and they go, but guess what?
What?
You gotta keep moving forward.
Okay.
No more forgetting that God's grace is sufficient. He will love me all the time.
And his love is everlasting.
From the cross to the
hook, the cross with passion.
Yes,
and his love is everlasting.
From the grave to the
hook, the cross with passion.
Woo!
And his love is everlasting.
To the sky to the
hook, the cross with passion.
One more time.
And his love is everlasting.
He will love me all the time. Love me all the time. Love me all the time. All the time.
Been in a relationship like this before. Like, God, you continue to just love me, even when I don't have myself all together. So they got me love.
Thank you. You're back with Your Voice Radio. That was A Gothy Love by B. Rutt, B.R.U.T. And we are live on the air with Gregory McDowell, our guest tonight. Feel free to call in, 323-580-5749. I also want to say hello and shout out to our audience, our callers, area code 305-707-980 in Charlotte, 404 and 561. Feel free to press 1 to talk to us. Gregory McDowell is here with us, talking straight with no chaser, and we're going to talk to him about his book, Choices. So, Gregory, can you tell us about the book that you have and also about your YouTube channel to let people know how to find out more about you and connect with you?
Well, my book is just about my message, story, and testimony. You know, it's more than what I was doing in the streets and about my addiction. But my book is about how God was with me through each phase, and he carried me until he finally brought me out into the light. It's about faith, you know. It's about redemption, you know. It's about belief. It's about choices. All throughout my book, I made bad choices, bad choices, bad choice after bad choice after bad choice, you know, and I'm going to go into my YouTube channel because I'm going to put it together. And I came up with the idea to create a YouTube channel to give a positive message, not just to people that's down and out or struggling with addiction, but the youth and the teens and the young people out there, you know, because they make bad choices just like grown folks do, you know. And I want everybody to understand that just one bad choice can change your whole life. I made a bad choice 26 years ago, tore me down, took me to my lowest low. But I also made a choice 5 years ago that lifted me up, presented opportunity, opened doors, put positive people in my life. You see, today I'm not eating out the garbage can, walking around dirty and stank, living in abandoned buildings. I'm live on the Your Voice Radio Show with Miss Yvette. Now, what that tells me is, it's power in my choices, whether my choices are good or my choices are bad, but it's power in my choices. But it's up to me to make good choices. Now, I'm not going to always make good choices. I'm going to make some bad choices, but it's important that I learn from my bad choices so they don't repeat themselves again. And that's my message to people on my YouTube channel. It's all about choices. It's not about your cars. It's not about your education. It's not about how pretty your wife is. It's not about your house. It's not about your clothes or your jewelry or your money. It's about choices, because choices is what shapes our futures. And if we make bad choices, guess what? We got a lousy future ahead of us.
Wow. Amazing. How can they connect with you? How can the people connect with you on Twitter, or do you, or give them your YouTube channel name and all of that so they can keep connected?
My YouTube channel is Harsh Realities Unplugged, you know, and my Twitter name is @ChoicesGregory, you know. I have a lot of followers. I have a lot of supporters. You know, I thank God for each and every one of them, you know. My life is just changing right before my eyes, you know, and what's so amazing about it, I can see it. You know, it's not like I'm looking for it. I can see it. Thing is, as long as I keep walking on the path that God has placed me on, that's what's going to occur. Now, the minute I step back in the darkness, oh, man, I'm blind. I'm blind as a bat. I ain't going to be able to see nothing. You know, I ain't going to be able to see what I'm walking into. You know, I ain't going to be able to duck. I ain't going to be able to sidestep. I ain't going to be able to get out of the way or none of that. But the thing is, I've made up my mind to continue walking the path that I have been placed on.
Praise God. And tonight, Your Voice Radio Show is blessed to have you on, Mr. McDowell. We are very graced with your presence and your truth and your reality about life, the realness about life, and the struggles that all of us have faced is concerning choices and life, family, and relationship, and to be inspired and motivated and to do positive things with our life. We are so honored and humbled. And thank you so much for being our guest tonight. I invite our audience to connect with Mr. McDowell, an awesome, phenomenal man. Again, utilize Twitter. There's amazing people on there to connect with. If you go a little deeper and look them up and find out about them. I mean, Twitter is an awesome resource to meet great people, which is where Mr. McDowell and I are connected. Anything from the heart that you would like to say to the audience before we leave the air?
Yeah, this is what I want to say to the audience out there. You know, I know there's some people out there that's going through what I've been through, that's hemmed by whatever they hemmed by. But I want you to know, I feel your pain because I've been there. Okay? But what you cannot stop doing is you can't stop, don't care what's occurring, keep praying. Because guess what? God hears that prayer. No matter what you think, God hears that prayer. Don't stop praying. Please don't stop praying.
Amen. Amen and amen. This is Your Voice Radio with amazing guest, Mr. Gregory McDowell. We thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You can tune in to Your Voice Radio show every Wednesday night on the Nikki Rich Show Network. You can connect with us also, thenikkirichshow.com, Your Voice Radio Show at blogspot.com, Depomo Media, and on Twitter, Your Voice Radio Show, and also myself, Seek to Learn 36. Brightest blessings to everyone. God bless everyone. Keep moving forward. Keep your head up and shine in the light and impact and inspire others. This is Your Voice Radio Show. Get and keep inspired with Your Voice Radio. Thank you, Mr. McDowell.
You too.
Story. Cut. Talk to me. Higher than I've ever been before. Yeah. I'm holding it back, just wanna shout out, give me more. Give me more. You're just a hide of, you're just a feeling. You let my heart escape beyond the meaning. Don't even act, it's better way to stop the storm. Oh baby, it's out of my control, it's going home. But you're just a chance I take, just keep on dreaming. You're just another day that keeps me breathing.
If you need to hide away, everybody to the dance floor right away. Put your hands up if you need to hide away.
Everybody to the dance floor right away. Put your hands up if you need to hide away. Everybody to the dance floor right away.
Put your hands up.
Girl, I hate to be the one that has to pull your pretty head out the clouds, take a sweet taste out your mouth. You wanna hide away with the one who can't be found. You might be getting a run around. You don't wanna hear it, but I gotta say you tripping. Girl, I know you better. I don't care how good he put it down. Damage your vertebrae. The streets full of bad guys and some nice dudes. It'll turn your heart colder than ice cube.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Don't be using your cell phone for some extra help.
Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show.
The Nicki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicki Rich, that's what everybody calling us. 323-580-5749. And you can tweet her online. The Nicki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicki Rich, that's what everybody calling us. 323-580-5749. And you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show. Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, broadcasting live in Los Angeles, California. Oh, I'll tell you, it's been an amazing, amazing night. You were just listening to exclusive from Story featuring Kesha, and that's one of my favorite songs, Hideaway. But you got a chance to also listen to Ms. Servetta of Your Voice Radio with her special guest, Gregory McDowell. So it was pretty amazing tonight. And also, I do want to let you guys know, each and every Monday through Wednesday, we have special guest hosts on, segment hosts, bringing their brands to the Nicki Rich Show. It's amazing just to see that so much talent come through here. And we welcome anybody. So anybody that want to be a part of the show, you can. Just email us your information, thenickyrichshow@gmail.com, and we will put you on air. It's all about having that voice and being heard, and that's what the Nicki Rich Show is about. And if you want to be a sponsor, you want to advertise, and you want to get that exposure, exposure brand to many networks, we are that network you can do it with. You can email us once again, thenickyrichshow@gmail.com. And if you want to follow up on the Nicki Rich Show, learn more about us, go to our website, go to our blogs. We have our website, thenickyrichshow.com. We have several blogs you can log on to, thenickyrichshow.blogspot.com, thenickyrichshow.tumblr.com, The Life of Nicki Rich, and all of these are on the Internet. You can go and check out information. You can see the news, the updates, and more. Not only that, we have our guest hosts that have their own personal blogs as well with information in regards to their business and the Nicki Rich Show too. So we're everywhere. We're global. We're syndicated on our network. And like I mentioned before, TuneIn Radio, College Underground Radio, iTunes Podcast, This Is 50. .com, as well as the Nicki Rich Show and Spreaker Radio. Those are the networks we're on. We also now recently and excited about being a part of Power 104 FM. That's my own personal, you know, I'm given a chance to go and share and spread on another network. So that's what it's all about, you know, more exposure for the Nicki Rich Show and taking it to another brand. So we're all coming together, collaborating collectively. That's what it's all about. Also, we got coming up, like I said, I'm excited. This Friday, Judge Maybelline will be live at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time here on the Nicki Rich Show. So we're going to be talking with her. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing show. So you guys can tune in. And I tell you, I'm ready for it. But anybody out there, you want to get with me, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Miss Nicki Rich, as well as at Nicki Rich Show LA. And we're connecting, we're collaborating. We have some amazing events coming up, especially next week. We got amazing events. We're coming together, building the Nicki Rich Show brand. So I, myself, and our interns here in Hollywood have come together. We're interviewing, having an interview day. So if it's anybody who would like to be a part of the show, coming in as an intern, you can. So we call it an intern day, where we'll be interviewing live from 12 to 2 downtown at the California Mart. So on Wednesday, come out. California Mart, 12 to 2, we will be there, the Nicki Rich Show. And you have your resume, your cover letter, photo, everything ready to go. You know, we're serious about this thing here. Also, once again, if you would like to donate, since we're growing, we're expanding it, you can donate if you can help us because we need it. You can go to thenickyritchshow.com, and we greatly, greatly appreciate it. We appreciate all the support, all the love that we have gotten for the past 3 years. You know, that's what it's all about. Tonight, I tell you, I'm just so delighted on the show tonight. It was an amazing show. Major shout out to all the guests, everybody that's a part of the Nicki Rich Show Network. We thank you for even taking the time out to listen in. We have our host listening in right now, so thank you so much, Empress Nick. Thank you, Talking with Empress Nick. Y'all check her out on Tuesdays at 8:15. We have so much greatness for you guys, and the only way you're going to know is by staying, following the movement, staying in tune, and keeping it locked with us. And we want you guys to do that. But before we wind things down, I do want to thank you to you guys. And I tell you, we put God first here in everything we do, and I love it when we have the guests come on, and, you know, everybody's so spiritually connected because that's what it's all about, because without him, we would not even be here tonight. But I'd like to thank God, you know, and everybody else, you know, that has helped build this network. But we're going to wind things down here tonight, and we're going to end with Greenville, South Carolina artist by the name of J.J. Day. Stuck in the Moment is one of his songs that he is really making headlines for. He's been on the news, different websites and TV and just everywhere. So major shout out to him. And this is Stuck in the Moment, and I would like to thank you guys. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we're going to end by saying God bless. God bless you all, and have a good night.
See, I'm grown without enough patience. Grandma should have done blown up these niggas escalate. That's while I'm out stacking my patience. Don't give this nigga an inch. Best believe he taking them out. If she's ever taking these inches, best believe she's gonna get out. They say I rap like I already rap with two chicks in the best five. All eyes must step inside. I'm not that dude, just that guy. Guitar in the studio, might wear a chain and set the tone. I get a little tense when I'm in my zone. Girls yell out, I love that song. So wake up in the morning to girls putting on clothes. Never been the one taking my two different them girls. If loving them was right, I don't ever wanna be wrong. I want my money long, 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 long. So shout out to people that called it. Shout out to proving them right. Shout out to living this life. Shout out to people that grind all day. Shout out to people that party all night. Shout out to her. Shout out to her and her friend for definitely keeping it tight. Man, we only live in the moment. Well, we definitely doing it right. So shout out to me. I'm stuck in this moment. Shout out to me. I'm stuck in this moment. Shout out to me. I'm stuck in this moment. Shout out to me. I'm stuck in this moment. Real niggas stay hungry, fake niggas don't love me. Girls out here want me. Truth is, it's lovely. I stay eating on my grind, leaving these fake niggas behind. These girls whisper they love me. Truth is, they lying. That's how money long design. Live this moment like I was dying. They chasing after that fame. All work could drive you insane, but it's hard to lose my mind when I get that pinky ends with brain. Back to taking over this world. With or without your love, man, I made the bed that I'm lying in. Call me Brian Flanagan, give him cocktails and dreams. She's obsessed with friends of me. Spit that money, spit that green. Money fat, pockets lean. You were once upon a time, I never was. Now I'm out of risk. Out of risk. So shout out to people that call it. Shout out to proving them right. Shout out to living this life. Shout out to people that grind all day. Shout out to people that party all night. Shout out to her. Shout out to her and her friend for definitely keeping it tight. Man, we only live in the moment, but we definitely doing it right. So shout out to me. I'm stuck in this moment. Shout out to me. I'm stuck in this moment. Shout out to me. I'm stuck in this moment. Shout out to me. I'm stuck in this moment. Cause I just wanna see you put your hands in the air. I just wanna see you put your hands in the air. I just wanna see you put your hands in the air. She got a cup on that Brooklyn. She got a cup on that Brooklyn. Got a cup on that breath low, and she gon' drop it to the floor. Drop it to the floor, come on now, drop it to the floor. Drop it to the floor, girl, 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 drop it to the floor. Drop it to the floor, come on and drop it to the floor. Shout out to people that call me. Shout out to proving them right. Shout out to living this life. Shout out to people that grind all day. Shout out to people that party all night. Shout out to her. Shout out to her and her friend for definitely keeping it tight. Man, we only live in the moment, but we definitely doing it right. So shout out to me.